Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Williams.
Okay. This is her son. Okay, mom's 92 years old. I handle all of her affairs. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, Mr. Williams, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Oh, I got a lot of opinions for that. Come on, let's go.
Thank you, sir. First question, I need to know that you're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone.
Safely and openly?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean? That means I need to record or you recording?
No, what I'm saying is I don't want to put you in jeopardy, like if you're driving or you're walking on the street about to cross a light or something, you know, we don't want to put you in jeopardy.
No, that's all cool. Actually, I'm getting ready to, I'm getting ready to get in the minivan, and my fiance, she's going to be driving.
Okay.
She's going to be listening, too.
Okay.
And we're going to complete the survey.
Okay, thank you, sir. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. With all due respect, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Always vote, man. I've been voting for, since I was 18. I'm 57. Never miss an election. Local elections, everything. Look at this.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and Congress elections in November of 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important will you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you, sir.
Very important.
Thank you.
I care about my city government, running our city, stealing our money, and selling all our property, and building properties that we can't afford to live in. I care about all of that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Yeah, well, I vote Democrat, but I'm very independent.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Am I satisfied or dissatisfied
with
the direction the country is heading? I'm going to say dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? Okay.
Yeah, you got my food stamp from.
Okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate prices gauging in greed, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies?
Well, my answer goes back a lot further than that. As far as who I blame. Yeah. Let's go back to like 1988. Ronald Reagan, you know, George Bush. Let's go back to those guys.
When
Social Security, all the money got stole back then. Yeah, we're going to go back there.
Okay.
So
past president,
Obama,
past government.
Yeah, past government. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Okay.
It just
didn't
start when Obama got in office.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member in Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, fighting back against racism and discrimination.
Okay. Now, the one clear question is, how important do I think it is that Congress does what?
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
What kind of job I think they're doing? Like,
yeah, how you qualify that issue?
Oh, yeah, that's very low. That's very low. Like 1 or 2, something like that.
Oh, okay, thank you. Reducing crime.
Yeah.
Yes. How you qualify that one?
3. I'll go high. 3.
Okay. Ensuring our borders and secure.
0.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
4.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
How are they doing according to that? I'm going to say 1.
1. Okay. Making housing more affordable.
Oh, my God. 0.
Okay.
But I'm only speaking for Philadelphia, the city that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 0.
So, in your opinion, that's not important, making housing?
Oh, no. That's very important. Extremely important.
So, what number you want to give that one?
10.
10. Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
You want a number?
No, either you can tell
I
me
approve.
Either you
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100 on which 100 means that you feel very warm and very favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Black Pack.
Who?
Black Pack. Black PAC.
I don't know anything about them.
Thank you.
Never heard of it.
Okay, Tim Scott.
Oh, boy.
Do you know who Tim Scott
is? Yeah, I know who he is. He shouldn't die.
You want number you want to give him?
Whatever is the lowest one.
It's 0 to 100.
Oh, 0.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans.
Okay. Get ready to start making a bunch of zeros.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
I'm going to give him a 2.
2. Marianne Williamson.
Who is she? Where is she? What state is she from?
I have to be honest with you. I have to go with the knowledge that you already have. I cannot go into detail, like explaining who they are or what they do or what their position and
place. I mean,
she's a politician.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, my wife just gives me her bio. Tell
okay.
me a little more, honey.
Marianne Williamson.
Zero. Know nothing about her.
Okay. Joe Biden.
1 to 100?
0 to 100.
0 to 100. I'll give him 80%.
80%. Thank you, sir.
Well, 80. Yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Colonel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for? Donald Trump, Colonel West, or Joe Biden?
If you are undecided,
that's also an answer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because I like Cornel West. Not everything he said. The vote for him, actually in power, that's a little hard. Well, you know what? Go Cornel West. Give him a shot. Shit, we
okay.
gave Donald Trump a shot. Give him a shot.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the only candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. Now suppose there were two candidates running for office, all things are being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make health care more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Or candidate B, who says that if he's elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protecting voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Which candidate will you vote if this were the scenario?
Oh, that's a toughie. Let's go B, because I never heard of such a candidate. I'll give him a vote.
Okay, that will be somewhat more candidate B or much more candidate B?
Much more candidate B.
Thank you so much. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration and what they are doing? Have you heard a lot, some, a little, nothing at all?
Some.
Thank you. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Is that much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 61%. How much? Now, I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Ban chokeholds and no knock warrants for federal officers. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid.
Important.
Is that very, very, okay. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities.
More.
Thank you. A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever.
Yeah, I think that should be like 50-50 at a minimum.
Okay, so is that not very important or somewhat important?
That's very important.
Thank you, sir. Invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open.
Keep child care centers open.
Mm-hmm. He invested $50 billion to stabilize child care. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important?
You said keep child care?
Yeah, child care industry. And keep,
yes,
and
yeah, keep that.
All right. Is that very important or somewhat important?
That's very important.
Thank you very much, sir. Next question. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. You might know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history, and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'll be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. 0 to 10. How important is that to you, or how convincing it is to you?
That's very important.
What number do you want to give it?
1 to 100?
0 to 10.
0 to 10. Give it a 10.
Thank you. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. How convincing that sounds to you? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank
you. Sound like a dream, but 10, yeah.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
10, extremely motivated.
Thank you, sir. And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? One little phrase, one little statement will do it.
Give me a second. Let me think on that.
Okay.
Mainly it's the fairness to everyone, that everyone can have as much to eat as they like, eat whatever they choose, and to be able to live wherever they like, affordably.
Okay.
That's what's important.
Okay. Affordable housing.
Yeah, affordable housing. According to my definition.
Of course, of course. And that's what we're seeking, your opinion, how you feel, what you think. Now I'm going to read to you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram.
No.
TikTok.
No.
YouTube.
Yes.
Twitter.
No.
Snapchat.
No.
Apple News.
No.
Facebook.
Yes. Now, what did you say I use this for, or this is just apps that I've used?
Yeah, just to know if you use this type of a social media.
Yeah, Facebook, YouTube, but...
Okay. Okay, we are at 95% almost. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Associate plus.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Single.
Single. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess I'll say, wow.
Well, what was that, sir?
I'm thinking about that. I don't know.
Oh, okay, okay. My bad, my bad. Take your time.
Yeah,
take your time.
Yeah. My word would be like free thinker.
Yeah, and that's cool. You have to think.
Yeah.
You have to be street smart.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's not somebody's ideas and what they came up with and all that for me. I've had a chance to watch stuff. Well, I go back. Let me see. Who was president when I was born? Lyndon Johnson, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. He had some good ideas. He was a racist bastard, but he had some good ideas.
Okay. So you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate?
I guess
somewhat
we'll go with moderate, since that's, you know, that's all the choices.
Thank you. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, will you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone of your neighbors are white?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
none at
I
all.
I haven't had a white neighbor since 1980.
Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Were one of your grandparents or any one of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
It depends on how far you want to go back. Just grandparents. Grandparents,
yes.
No, they were born here in the United States.
Okay, thank you. were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
No, thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you, sir. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too, sir.
Thank you, sir.